USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the polls closing at the first-in-the-nation presidential primary, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Mayor Pete are fighting for the top spot in the Granite State. As far as what we can expect to learn from the New Hampshire primary, Neil Levesque is the executive director of the New Hampshire Institute of Politics. He tells Fox News,
"It's always easy to go back in history and sort of compare presidential elections, but here's what we do know about the past, is that Bernie Sanders got 60% of the vote here 4 years ago, and so if he can sort of get those same people and create that momentum, and does he have a revolution? That's the big question that we're going to see tonight."
All four prosecutors in the Roger Stone case are resigning after the Justice Department announced it will recommend a lesser sentence for the longtime Trump associate. Speaking with reporters at the White House, the president says he did not ask the DOJ to change the Stone sentence, but had the authority to do so. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jussie Smollett has been indicted by a special prosecutor in Chicago. The former Empire actor will appear in court on charges brought by a special prosecutor on February 24th. Mr. Smollett has been indicted last year on charges accusing him of faking an anti-gay attack on himself back in 2019. A jazz musician has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
That's jazz keyboardist Lionel Mays playing with the Grammy Award-winning Pat Metheny Group. Mays passed away at 66 following what his family describes as a long battle with a recurring illness. Metheny calling Mays one of the greatest musicians he ever knew. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And the Dow closed down 1 point on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is asking that every agency inspector general investigate retaliation against whistleblowers who report presidential misconduct after the reassigning of Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman from the National Security Council to the Pentagon. Republican Congressman from California Devin Nunes doesn't understand the hubbub over Vindman being moved to the Pentagon.
Well, it's a long time in coming, so I've been on Fox several times saying that the National Security Council, number one, needs to be downsized. They don't need hundreds of people. Number two, anyone that was there during the Obama administration should be immediately removed from the White House and put somewhere else. I don't care where they go, but just removed from the White House. Because, look, we know that it's highly likely that many of the leaks that started at the very beginning of President Trump's administration came from the National Security Council. And that should be very concerning. And I've been saying this for a long time. And it's sad that it's taken a new National Security Advisor, O'Brien, to actually come in and start to clean this up. So I would just say, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Media shouldn't over-exaggerate. Nobody's lost their job. They're just going to be moved back to another position.
For more news, remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.